these bonds, while structured as international euro bonds, had some weird clauses in them, unusual. And you guys know this market. This is a market completely dominated by boilerplate, where it's just cut and paste transactions that don't take more than a few minutes. And we knew then that Russia was doing weird things. Now, this alternate payments clause, I have only seen it in the recent Russian bonds. Literally, the bonds issued after the Crimean invasion seem to have a clause in them that anticipates Russia misbehaving and sanctions being increased. I mean, it is astonishing to read the risk disclosures in these bonds. I think there's something like 7 or 8 pages talking about all the bad things that Putin has done. Invade here, you know, take over there, human rights violations somewhere else, and telling investors, look, you know, there might be sanctions, and if there are sanctions, we're going to pay in rubles. It's as if the investors are giving Putin insurance for doing bad stuff. And the true irony is that many of these investors are the ones who have been running around touting their ESG cred. Huh. And at the same time, they're giving Putin insurance to, you know, take over Ukraine. Now, I'm probably overstating this, but yes, these clauses are very weird, and they are a form of insurance protection for Russian misbehavior.